Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today on the podcast, I am so excited to introduce you to Rachel Roth, who is a melanin expert, licensed esthetician, and the founder and creator of the clinical skincare line, which is called Urban Skin RX. So, Rachel, welcome all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be on this amazing show.
So, Rachel, you have been recently listed as an innovator in the beauty industry by Forbes magazine, and I think that what you're doing with pigmented skin and melanin is amazing. And as a woman of pigmentation myself, I feel that this industry does not talk enough to skin types of different colors. Like, the makeup industry has had a revolution, but we need one too. What do you think?
Oh, no, I definitely agree. It's been very interesting because this has been my passion for 13 years. I'm not sure if you know that I founded and started a medical spa and laser center in Charlotte, North Carolina, specializing in diverse skin 13 years ago, and I still own it. But, you know, being raised in California, which is pretty diverse, and then coming to the South, it just baffled me that a place like Charlotte that had such a large population of darker skin was not really, from dermatologists to medical spas to estheticians, they were not offering, you know, laser treatments, chemical peels, any of the more corrective clinical skincare treatments for literally half of the population out here. So, you know, in order to help my friends that, you know, were dying to improve their skin but had nowhere to go, I decided that that was something that I wanted to address and really fix and make sure that the medical spa world was inclusive, at least in Charlotte.
I think skin inclusivity is such an important thing, like going forward as industries keep evolving and changing. We need to do more clinical testing for, number one, women's skin versus man's skin, and number two, skin of color, which has different concerns than non-pigmented skin or Caucasian skin types. So I love your mission of doing that. And if you started a spa 13 years ago, you're way ahead of your time, because I feel that's like just now becoming a trendy topic. What inspired you to start this whole skincare line?
Well, it really started initially with growing up and having a lot of issues with my skin and feeling very self-conscious. I had a large nevus mole on the side of my mouth that caused me to be bullied a lot. And then I ended up with acne. So I knew I always wanted to be an esthetician. And growing up in California, which was a little bit more, you know, forward with the cosmetic industry, I was around estheticians, 25 years ago. And so then when I moved to Charlotte later, got into the industry, opened my med spa specializing in diverse skin, I just continued to get more and more requests for services and expertise like mine in other parts of the country and the world. People just kept saying, you know, gosh, I would give anything for there to be a med spa like yours where I live, you know. And it just really, owning a med spa is very expensive. There's a lot of liability. I mean, you know, it's just, it's hard to scale, and owning a franchise just wasn't something I wanted to do, and owning and running multiple locations. And so I decided that the best way to help people all over the world was to start a skincare line. And obviously it's not the same as doing a laser treatment, but, you know, with, you know, high percentage actives and the right combination of ingredients and educating people about thorough, you know, complete regimens and educating them about different internal factors that can cause skin conditions, and trying to help them change their lifestyle in addition to using better products, you can really get people amazing results. And so, you know, again, I opened my med spa 13 years ago, and I started the skincare line roughly about 6 years ago.
So tell me a couple tips for our patients who have pigmented skin. As an esthetician, what are the like top three problems that pigmented skin is going to have? You know, and how do you think you can help that?
Yeah, I mean, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation is probably number one, which is just basically when there's an injury or some type of inflammation in the skin, like a pimple or ingrown hair or a cut, it overproduces melanocytes, you know, creating a dark spot and a scar. Next would be ingrown hairs. You know, usually the more melanin somebody has, the coarser, curlier hair that they have. And it's very easy for the hair to curl back under and become inflamed and irritated and, you know, also end up causing post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation in the skin. And then probably the third one, which I really don't treat, but I'm just trying to think of ones that are very specific to melanin-rich skin, would be keloiding. But, mm-hmm. you know, as you know, that's something that's very difficult to treat. And it's definitely outside of an esthetician's skill set. And there's nothing a skincare line can do about that.
That's true. And I, as a plastic surgeon, I definitely do treat keloids. And if you have a tendency to form a keloid, that's an overgrown or hypertrophic scar, and a thickened scar that's raised and angry and often painful, those can be treated definitely with intralesional steroid injections, which is a good first step, and silicone creams, which can flatten the scars. But the steroid injections work very nicely. Laser is also helpful for keloids and surgical excisions. So if you have a keloid that's bothering you after surgery, don't ignore it. Don't, you know, you definitely have options to treat it. What are your favorite ingredients to keep skin and pigment healthy and kind of to reduce our pigmentation tendency? Because I definitely have to fight the melanin battle all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on if I'm correcting hyperpigmentation or I'm just trying to maintain somebody's skin tone. So let's say somebody is prone to hyperpigmentation. You know, obviously the number one thing is always what's causing the hyperpigmentation. If it's acne, if it's ingrown hairs, then we need to get you on some acne ingredients or we need to get you on laser hair removal. So you always want to stop the source of what's causing the hyperpigmentation. But in terms of actually ingredients to correct it, you know, I'm a big fan of obviously physical sunblock, a sunblock with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. Luckily, you know, years ago that tended to leave a really like pasty white cast on darker skin, but, you know, we are finding an improvement. I really like actually Elta MD's clear sunblock. I think it works really well on the darkest of dark skin tones. Then I am a fan of hydroquinone. Hydroquinone has been around for years. It, you know, 2% over the counter, 4% and up in a prescription form. And I think, you know, using that for 3 to 4 months at a time while taking at least a 2-month break can be very effective in fading hyperpigmentation quickly. And then I love retinols, or if you can get to, you know, a dermatologist or a med spa that has a pharmacy. We have a pharmacy at my med spa where we compound prescription products. And I like tretinoin, so I do a mix of a 8% hydroquinone with a tretinoin and then a 2% kojic acid. I love kojic acid. Mm-hmm. And I think in terms of really maintaining an even skin tone, I love 10 to 20% ascorbic acid every morning. It's just another layer of protection under the sunblock to reduce free radical damage that can lead to more pigmentation.
And for and those of our listeners who don't know that, that's going to be like vitamin C, which I love vitamin C as well.
Yep. And then I think the fundamentals of beautiful skin for all skin tones is really vitamin C, retinol, and a great sunblock daily. I think those are like,
that's the Bible standard. Right there. That's the Bible.
Like, you have to do that. And then of course, like, you, again, because you can't be on hydroquinone just month after month, I'm a big fan of like kojic acid, niacinamide. They're great natural, you know, brighteners, anti-inflammatories for, you know, people who tend to pigment very easily.
That is so true. And I think that people who have pigmented skin, you have an obligation to take care of your skin early, because once pigment sets in, then if you have melasma, then you end up fighting this battle of, you know, trying to lighten, trying to brighten these dark spots that are really tattooed into the dermal layer of the pigment. So the things you can do preventatively are so important, I feel.
Yes, I'm very passionate about melasma. I'm a sufferer of melasma. August is Melasma Awareness Month, and I plan to do a lot with that. But, you know, as you know, years ago, we did a lot with like laser treatments. And now I think, you know, we've really found that you want to stay away from, you know, the majority of heat, you know, corrective treatments for melasma, especially if it's down deeper into the layers of the skin. We've had a lot of luck with transexamic acid with our patients who suffer from melasma. So, you know, some cycles of hydroquinone and tretinoin, which is retin A, for 2 to 3 months. And then when they take a break from the hydroquinone, having them use the transexamic acid.
That is a great new ingredient. And for those of you who don't know anything about that, that's a product that's only available through a doctor's office. But it's being used as an injectable as well as a topical treatment. And it's sort of part of the inflammatory cascade. So it's another step of blocking inflammation and post-inflammatory pigmentation. So what type of products did you get into Target with? It's really exciting to get a product line in Target.
Yeah, no. So it was obviously a dream come true, something that even to this day, I feel like I have to pinch myself. But we have a pretty large line. And initially, you know, my line is really priced more prestige. So at price points that really don't make sense for Target or what Target wants. And so they ended up wanting to take like 10 products, but they wanted us to cut the price into like a third. And that just was not going to work with my business model and be really risky. So we initially just launched our 3 cleansing bars, and which is these cleansers in a jar. They're kind of like a cleanser, exfoliator, mask in one. Our Even Tone cleansing bar, combination skin cleansing bar, and clear skin cleansing bar. And we launched in 250 stores. And we did it in a half size to make it more under that $20 price point that Target was pressuring us for. Mm-hmm. And it sold amazing. And then, you know, during that time while, you know, we figured, okay, we're doing really well, Target is really pressuring us to figure out a way to launch more products. We were able to come up with a strategy where we decided to split our line in two, and our prestige higher end products that we just couldn't make for, you know, a much cheaper price is being rebranded as Pro Strength by Urban Skin RX. And hopefully one day soon we'll be in Sephora. And then we have just our regular amazing Urban Skin RX line, which the majority of those products are under $25, and that's in Target, CVS, and Ulta.
And then what do you think is one of the biggest new trends that's going to be coming out for patients with skin of color as far as, you know, new beauty trends, skin innovations this year and looking forwards?
Gosh, what
would you love to see if you could come up with your dream product or something you feel is really missing?
You know, I just feel like I really try to stay away from trends, and I might just be somebody that's really old school. I mean, at the same time, medicine is forever changing. I mean, research is always showing, you know, new innovations, or what we thought was right is now wrong. So I don't want to become one of those people that's just like, you know, stubborn and stuck in their ways. But there's a lot of, amazing ingredients that have been around for years that I'm still a huge fan of. So for me, it's kind of about taking different combinations, like taking different skin concerns. And like, for example, SkinCeuticals, they have a great product for anti-aging and acne. And I think that's so innovative. It's been around, but just trying to continue to address multiple skin concerns in one product. So I think for me, that's more where I want to go. And that's where I think of going rather than I don't know, really changing up my formulas dramatically.
Okay, I totally agree with that. I'm all about like classic conservatives. I want to be conservative, actually. I think that people are too quick to jump on the bandwagon before a product is tried and true. And that also brings me to ask the question about, like, I love hydroquinone like you do. And I think it's been out there for 50 years and more, and it's been a workhorse product. So why now in this day and age, people definitely are up in arms about the use of hydroquinone. It's such a controversial subject. So what do you say to those people with the controversy of using hydroquinone and the low-grade risks that it has?
I mean, I personally don't think that there's been any research to show that it's truly at the levels that we use it as, that it's a true carcinogenic. I mean, I would say, like, stop holding your cell phone so close to your head and, you know, stop eating 90% of the foods you eat. I mean, I think there's a lot worse things that we put into our body that don't result in clear, beautiful skin like hydroquinone does. You know, it's all about using it correctly. I mean, obviously there's been a history in other countries of ochronosis, like in Africa and Asia, where people were using really high levels of hydroquinone and getting this severe form of hyperpigmented scarring called ochronosis because they weren't using sunblock with it, but had nothing to do with it being toxic or causing cancer. It was just a form of scarring. So I'm a huge advocate for it. You use it for 3 to 4 months at a time. You always take a break for at least 2 months and you don't go back to it, you know, because you like the way it makes you feel. You go back to it if you still have further hyperpigmentation you need to address. So I don't really know what to say. What are your thoughts? I mean, how do you feel?
I feel very similarly. I think it's brought a product that's been used worldwide with excellent results. And I think that the cases of onchocrinosis or toxicity are really very sporadic. And if you look at the percentages, extremely low, and also really tied to use in countries overseas in Asia, in East Asia, where it's completely unregulated and probably the formulation is not as pure as what we have in America. So I'm completely great with it. And I love the use of 6, 8, and 10% hydroquinone. And like you, I do compound a really great product. And I couldn't practice treating melanin and pigmented patients without hydroquinone. And I use it myself, and I love the idea of a little drug holiday periodically. So I think it's intermittent use. And I think, don't you think that we need to teach patients that treating melasma is sort of a lifetime problem? It's kind of like diabetes. You cannot get rid of it, and neither should you strive to, right? Because people have this idea that they're going to get one laser, one peel, and just be one and done. And in fact, those are the most damaging things to patients with pigment issues. These lasers that promise to do it all, the peels that promise to clean it all up in one session, that doesn't work.
I mean, I agree. I mean, I love educating patients about realistic expectations. I mean, especially when it doesn't involve telling them what they always want to hear, because I feel like, you know, by being honest, that's how you build real relationships and trustworthy relationships. And that's also how you avoid having the wrong clients that aren't going to be happy with you because they have just such false expectations and then are going to, you know, spread negative reviews of your brand because they just don't, you know, they don't get it. So I'm fully for just keeping it real with people. But yeah, unfortunately, melasma can't be cured. It can be somewhat controlled, but it's hard. I mean, I'll wear the strongest physical sunblocks and wear makeup when I go on vacation and sit under an umbrella, and I will still come home with my melasma worse, you know, just from that heat. Like, it just is what it is.
It is the heat. It's actually like they've even done studies that show that people, you can work in a dark yoga studio doing hot yoga and get pigmentation with no light in the room. So it's definitely the heat that's generated. So that's a good tip I tell my patients too, if you can feel the warmth. And I love to sit in the sun, but as soon as you feel that warmth and that heat up, it's just sort of a trigger for all melasma to activate.
I agree. I mean, one thing you were asking me kind of about, Nina, is one thing that I love doing is trying to bring a little bit of my med spa to, you know, clients in their own home since people can't come to me. And so we just recently launched a dermaplaning and at-home chemical peel kit. So it comes with 3 dermaplaning blades and 12 at-home chemical peel pads. Obviously, it's a superficial peel that's not as deep as like when we would do in the office. But, you know, you still get a significant amount of stinging when after you dermaplane your face and put the peel on. It's, you know, glucosamine, 15% glycolic acid, 2% kojic acid, a 1% retinol. And so that's something we launched last week that I'm really excited about. And just, we launched a micro needling tool with our Hydrofarm serum, which is a hyaluronic acid and peptide serum. So that's been really fun. Those are some products I'm really proud of.
Well, awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the podcast. It's so exciting to see skin inclusivity starting to get included and talked about. And I think that the skincare industry has a long way to go to catch up with the makeup industry. So congrats on all your success. And where can my followers and listeners find you?
Yes. So my personal Instagram is Urban Skin Founder. And my business Instagram is Urban Skin RX. And then you can buy our products in Target, CVS, and Ulta Beauty.
Perfect. I want you guys to study and learn. And if you're a person with skin of color, realize that you have melasma for protection. So in some ways, you're very blessed because you're not going to get skin cancers as easily. But in other ways, you have the melanin that's going to want to activate for no reason at all. And inflammation is chronically a factor in our lives as well as hormones. So realize that you have options out there and learn more on Rachel's Instagram and check out my Instagram. We've done some really great blog posts. And Rachel, I'm going to send you a sample of my sunscreen, which is amazing for pigmented skin as well. And that's it for now, beauties. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And check out on our website, www.beautybydrkay.com, where we'll have a blog post all about melanin and the things you can do to fight pigmentation gradually, slowly, and effectively with the right skincare and products. So that's it for now. Stay beautiful.